Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The coronavirus continues its deadly toll across the U.S. More than 1,400 people died of COVID-19 just yesterday, and Johns Hopkins University confirms more than 205,000 new daily infections. Oklahoma reports a daily record today, and Colorado is seeing a sharp spike. And as Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports, critics are slamming some Colorado officials for their behavior.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday after telling his staff and city not to travel. Kyle Cooley is with Compass Colorado, a nonprofit that he says, quote, holds elected politicians accountable.
This is not an isolated incident. It's in a series of incidents of frankly, elected Democrats ignoring the guidance that they're giving their constituents. And I think people on both sides are fed up with it.
Hancock, much like California Governor Gavin Newsom, continues to be sharply criticized by his peers and the media for not following the advice he gave to his staff and city. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
President-elect Joe Biden's margin of victory in Wisconsin has grown slightly after ballot recounts there. NPR's Colin Dwyer has details.
The Trump campaign paid $3 million to obtain recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties. The counties swung heavily for Biden, who won Wisconsin by about 20,000 votes. Trump has alleged, without evidence, that widespread fraud there and in other battleground states cost him the election. But his efforts to overturn the results across the country have met with repeated legal setbacks. In Milwaukee, meanwhile, the recount found that the original tally actually underestimated Biden's lead in the county by about 130 votes. Dane County is expected to complete its own recount by the end of the weekend. Wisconsin's deadline to certify its election results is Tuesday. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
At the Vatican, 13 bishops and priests from around the world were elevated to the College of Cardinals today, including the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Wilton Gregory. NPR's Tom Jelton reports it's a diverse group.
In a solemn ceremony at St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis convened what's called a consistory for the promotion of the new cardinals. One at a time, the Pope read the names of the men he had chosen, among them Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory.
Wilton Daniele Gregory.
Gregory is the first African-American cardinal. This group of new cardinals is historic. Several of the new cardinals come from countries in the global south, what Francis calls the new periphery. With the installation of these new cardinals, the share coming from Africa and Asia will be the highest ever, making the share from Europe the lowest ever. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
This is NPR. Thousands of mostly masked demonstrators are in streets across France protesting a draft law that makes it a crime to circulate images of police officers in certain circumstances. The proposed law follows the release of footage showing police beating a black music producer in Paris. Opponents say the proposal restricts liberties. France and other Alpine countries are divided over whether ski resorts should be open during the holidays. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
French Prime Minister Jean Castex said resorts could open, but ski lifts would not run. But German Chancellor Angela Merkel wants all resorts closed to curb the spread of the coronavirus as Europe battles a second wave. That puts Merkel on a collision course with Austrian Prime Minister Sebastian Kurz, who says his country will be open for skiing and it's not for the EU to decide. German officials worry about a repeat of the first wave when an Austrian ski resort became a worldwide super spreader venue. The Italian prime minister told his citizens, "We can't afford holidays in the snow this year." Meanwhile, many of Switzerland's largest ski areas are already opening. Switzerland is not in the EU. One Swiss newspaper warned its readers to prepare for a ski war with Europe. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has appointed a conservative lawmaker to the post of vaccines minister. He's to oversee the country's largest inoculation program in decades. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.